Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, but the star of our show is a gentleman we call Sultan around here, the Sultan of Safeties, two safeties in one game in the same quarter, the all-pro defensive end, the acting iconic legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Well, thanks very much. I have not yet quite recovered from my celebration.
Boy, it's going on.
Of my Diamond Jubilee 75th birthday.
We had quite a celebration. You were over at the ramp. They had a birthday cake with a candle that kept exploding and relighting for you.
Yeah, it was an interesting thing. I've heard about those candles. I never actually had an experience with one. But
75th Diamond Jubilee.
It took about 25 minutes to blow out my candle.
And it burnt half the cake, and it was just wonderful. But that's the 75th Jubilee celebration. You have to expect the unexpected, Fred Dreyer, and this your Jubilee year.
Well, we always do. This is the way it's always been. My mom told me that, and my granddaughter told me that when she was like about a one or two.
And how old is your granddaughter now?
She's 14.
Yeah, I know. So. 14 and quite a young lady, let me tell you.
She's fabulous, as is her sister, Ellie. And
she's coming to see you. Aren't they coming out maybe sometime this summer?
They're gonna come out here and probably stay out at the beach here probably in about another month or so.
It's gonna be good. You're gonna put on the old beach clothing and everything like that. You got that those long
the Ralph Cramden Jersey Shore. Yeah, that's right.
The long ones that go past your knee. You like those, don't
you? Oh, those
are
the good ones.
This is good.
Yep.
Someday we'll have to tell the Ipanema story again. That's one of the beautiful beaches of the world.
Oh man. I'm trying not to relive that.
That's just great. All right. So we got a lot to talk about here on the show today. We got some football news. We got baseball news. We're going to talk a little bit since it's the week of the All-Star break. We thought we'd get together and maybe go over that home run derby. I think I could even hit a couple over the screen if that.
No, that's underhand stuff.
You know? Was throwing. How big? How Josh Reddick came in for the. Arizona Diamondbacks and was a pitcher against the Dodgers when they were winning 21-1, and he was throwing pretty slow. But this old man that was on the mound there, he had about a 30-mile-an-hour fastball.
Oh no! It actually had two arcs to get to home plate.
It bounced once and then another arc in there. All right, he's Fred Dreyer. I'm Michael Horn. Thanks for joining us. It's the Sports Lounge. We're here at CRN Digital Talk Radio, Sports Byline Sports Radio, and of course Sirius XM. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathroom. If you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-525-7454. 855-525-7454. That's 855-525-7454.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance, or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. That's 800-353-1760.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the star of our program, the All-Pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. I want to remind you, we also are on video when we do this show, Twitter, Facebook, Facebook Live, Twitch, Periscope, Roku, Tiki Live, CRNTalk.com, SiriusXM. We're on Sirius Channel 217, XM 203, and on the Sirius Internet Service, Channel 967, sports byline
We're
radio
everywhere.
Stations
everywhere.
Around the country.
Everywhere.
On all social media and more with CRN Digital Talk Radio. Go to CRNTalk.com. Email Fred, Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, Fred Dreyer at CRNTalk.com. We are literally Fred everywhere.
Yeah.
It's really good. Now,
many platforms, I'll say.
Platforms. That's the key
that's
word.
That's the key word. It
that's
is.
The way we want to put that together. It's the key word to make it
that's
happen.
That's right.
So wherever you're listening, we appreciate you there. And don't forget to email Fred, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Now, this halfway through the Major League Baseball season, we're going to talk about successes, failures, all that. But let's first talk, if we could, about the Home Run Derby.
Ah. Yes, the Home Run Derby.
Quite the extravaganza. The ballpark, you know, the All-Star game was moved from Atlanta, unceremoniously shifted to Colorado because of a political move by Major League Baseball. We don't even have to get into that. It just stinks. And Atlanta, the poor shop owners are still reeling from this, and everybody there in the South. But that's the way politics goes. And so it's in Colorado, and the fans were packed. And we had a group of, eight guys smacking the baseball. Who was that pitcher, Fred Dreyer, that was on the mound pitching to every member there of the group? Do we know? Do we have a name?
I think he just walked in. It's so uneventful. The Home Run Derby now is so pathetic and uneventful that it doesn't make any difference who's throwing. I want to have an in-depth interview with the person on the mound.
You do
throwing these apologias over at the next great superstar. God, can you imagine?
You know, when Ohtani nailed that one, what was that pitch that you threw him here that he got a hold of?
That was the Yokohama Gulch Ball.
Is that it? The Gulch Ball?
The Gulch Ball.
Yeah. And they, you know, the first guy up, who was he? He's from Baltimore. And poor guy was, his first 10 swings, he wasn't getting it much out into the outfield.
It's just terrible.
Kind of looked like Cody Bellinger of the Dodgers, kind of like a little drop and fly. And then he really started to crank, and Troy or whatever his name is, I forget, but he got a lot of home runs there. But that pitcher is just lobbing those things up there. Here's my thought, Fred.
Yes.
And I've thought this for a couple of years, and I need your opinion on this.
All right.
Great batters come in. Good home run hitters, the top home run hitters in the leagues, participate in the home run derby the first day of the All-Star festivities. I think it ruins them for the rest of the season. They can't get their timing back after seeing that guy throw a 30-mile-an-hour pitch at you and you're trying to get your timing to throw it out of the park, and then all of a sudden you're facing a 100-mile-an-hour fastball and you're in trouble for the rest of the season.
Yeah, but it's only one day, and if you're smart enough, you'll lose, and you won't have to face the ignominy of not being ready for the season opener.
It did destroy, I think, Yasiel Puig's home run. He got all screwed up after beating the home run.
Considering the element we were dealing with here, Yasiel
Puig. What do you mean?
Well, this isn't the brightest bulb in the box.
But he should be back in the game.
You mean to tell me hitting about 10 or 15 underhand balls confused him? He shouldn't be in the major leagues if that's the case.
It does confuse him. The late great cousin Wally, whom I wish you would have met, one of the great lawyers, judges of our time, Superior Court judge.
He's
wrote
a
the
relative
marital,
of yours?
He's one of the greats, and he used to be on our KRLA softball team. And when we were getting killed in a softball game once against Kiss FM, he motioned me to the mound. I was playing first base and doing quite a good job.
Yes.
Jim Roop was over at the hot corner there at third base. And we come to the mound, and Cousin Wally goes, and he had glasses, and they would slide down a little bit, and he go, push him up, and he go, Michael, I got an idea. I'll throw a couple. Then you take me out, bring Jim in. He'll throw a couple, and then I'll come back in and throw a couple, and we'll confuse them. That's the key to the game, and I think that's what happens to the major leaguers when they go up against this guy with a soft arm.
I don't know how to respond to this. I really do. Honestly, I really don't. It's so unimportant. And you know, if they wrote about – you know, let's go over to the hotel and watch the players come down the elevator, and let's see how they saunter through the lobby, and let's see who chooses to walk over to the stadium, or who decides to cab it or lift it or Uber it. You know, that's a sporting event, and if the news gets behind it, if the sports writers get behind it, and they stop and interview somebody, they'll air it. That's how uninteresting and vapid and void of any type of imagination these people have.
Well, let's take the football idea here, and that is the Pro Bowl comes at the end of the year. Were you on a Pro Bowl? Did you ever go to a Pro Bowl?
Yeah. Play?
So what's that like? What's the atmosphere like at the Pro Bowl?
It's just like any other game.
Really?
Yes.
Nothing special about the fact you made it to the Pro Bowl?
No. But what are we going to do? Call each other up in our rooms and go, God, can you believe we're here?
Yeah.
Holy smoke.
That's what the baseball players are saying, that it's kind of like you're starting out all over again. You're at the All-Star game, all the top of the class. You're with the top cream of the crop of the NFL. And
that's at the result of America ballot stuffing, putting people into the Hall of Fame, or putting them into
the White House,
in politics, put them in the governorship.
Yeah,
that's how you get criminality celebrated to the degree we do in this culture.
Well, but they're there, and the players are there. They it's a big deal. It means a lot to them.
Well, I'm sure it does. It's a milestone for some people. Like Alonso, he gets from the Mets.
He won, yeah.
He gets he gets to hit home runs on successive years. He's done it back to back now. One of the only two or three people who have ever done it. Okay,
he's legit.
I don't understand what he's legit. These are underhand pitches.
It was sort of sidearm.
No, they're lobbed in at about 62 miles an hour.
Yes. Apparently we're getting a call here from Rob Manfred at the Major League Baseball level.
Yeah, what's going on?
Rob, giving you a call. So So, but it does make, it does mean a little bit for the, for baseball that Pete Alonso, I think, won it a couple of years in a row. That,
yeah, this is the second year he's won it.
Yeah. So he picked up his second consecutive Major League Baseball Home Run Derby title, and he gets a little bit of a payday for doing that. He defeated Baltimore Orioles first baseman Trey Mancini. That's the guy who started off really weak, and Trey Mancini almost won it, came in second place. That's a guy that knows how to grab onto a 30-mile-an-hour curveball.
Mancini, he had a couple of hell. He had some great New Year's Eve albums.
The Pink Panther theme, one of the...
Oh, boy, this great, guy could really...
This is Trey Mancini, his brother, Henry's brother, Trey Mancini.
Oh, there's three of them.
Yeah, there's three of them. Anyway, so... He was 23-22, 23 home runs to 22. That was kind of a nerve-wracking thing.
Oh, man, you're working hard. I appreciate you, Mike.
Thank you.
You're a good friend. But you're working really hard over there trying to make something out of nothing.
Listen... I knew I was going to be gone, and so I taped it. And then when I came home to watch it, I thought, what did I tape this for?
Exactly.
After about 5 minutes, when I saw some woman talking to somebody, and then they're showing highlight reels of these guys, I mean, let's talk about a real home run derby. When we come back here, there used to be a home run derby that was in Los Angeles, and they would pit Willie Mays up against Ted Williams. Now, that's a home run derby, and they would be there for the whole half hour show. Remember that one?
Yeah, I do. And that's at Wrigley Field here in L.A.
That's where they
filmed it, and it was as lame and boring as anything else.
No, it wasn't.
It was.
It had some good announcers in it.
Who were the announcers?
I can't remember, but I think they were good.
L.A. locals.
No, could have been who was the guy with the New York Yankees?
What was the guy's name?
Russ Hodges, possibly with the New York Giants.
No, wasn't him? I don't know what hell.
We'll find out. Stay with us here.
Let's get to the bottom of this.
Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer, thanks for joining us here. Don't forget to email Fred. We'll get to your emails. FredDreyer@crntalk.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free, guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, the star of our program. There he is, smiling at that camera, the one and only all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so much, Mike. I really appreciate being here today to discuss the in-depth...
home run derby.
The perpetuity of this...
we're at the break.
...tremendous baseball equivalent of watching paint dry.
Now, the home run derby was put out by... Ziv Television, and here's the, you know, they had Mickey Mantle against Willie Mays, Ernie Banks against Mickey Mantle, Jackie Jensen against Mickey Mantle. Mickey apparently got in here and
yeah,
a lot of
no,
different
no.
things
well,
there.
Mickey was good.
Harmon Killebrew against Mickey Mantle. Rocky Colavito. Now, there was a player against Harmon Killebrew. Ken Boyer against Harmon Killebrew. Hank Aaron against Ken Boyer. Eddie Matthews against his teammate Hank Aaron. Al Kaline against Hank
Aaron.
Well,
you do know that the person that wins that week is brought back the next week. So that's why a lot of these guys show up three or four times.
And Mark Scott was the announcer.
Mark Scott. Oh, yeah. Oh, sure.
Did I get it to you? Did I get it, see?
Oh, yeah, Mark.
Mark. Mark Scott. Did it.
Good, Mark.
He was good. And he would get there and be real serious. No one was in the park. It was kind of like a COVID-19 stadium.
No, it was completely, you could hear the wind blowing through the tunnels.
It was
nothing, and then the cameras would cut to the Rocky Colavito hitting. He says, "You know, Rocky's he's a switch hitter, but he's chosen to hit right-handed today for the big contest against Duke Snider." And there's a pitch, and look at that one! Oh, that's a good one, isn't it, Duke? Yeah, that's a good one. And so they had snappy,
yes,
banter.
It's beautiful, beautiful
home
snappy
run
banter.
Derby, snappy great. Banter. It was really
good stuff.
So
but that was really a better. So that was
no,
a better
I accept that
thank
show.
You.
I that's, accept that
thank
show.
You. Thank you. That's all I'm saying.
Well,
this
that's
one,
it.
This one here with you know, and Otani had his interpreter, and it was pretty good. The whole thing was
Well, he speaks English, you know.
I know, but it's good to put
so
the interpreter.
So why is the interpreter there?
Just adds a little dimension to it, a little mystique to it.
I don't trust that guy.
And there you have it. All right, so that was the home run derby. Now, we're getting into the second part of the season. What do you think? Who's going to be hot? Who's not? Is there going to be some trades? What's your thought on this as we move forward into the second half of the ball season?
I think the big story is going to be how do the Dodgers get rid of the albatross that's suddenly been hooked around their neck. Trevor Bauer.
Now that's a big deal. What do you think is going to happen there?
Well, I think Trevor Bauer has seen his last days in Dodger blue.
It's Trevor Bauer, you know, some woman writes to him, says she wants a little rough sex. He says, I'll accommodate. They have this rough sex. Then she says, hey, that wasn't what she wanted. And she goes to the doctor, and there's pictures. She doesn't look too good. And Trevor Bauer says, that's what she wanted. I consented to that. I admit that this is what happened. And that's what we know so far. We don't know anything else. We'll see.
Well, if they don't charge him with anything, if she doesn't charge him with anything.
Right.
What do the Dodgers do?
That's exactly right. Do they keep him on the staff? They signed him for how many years?
Three.
Was it 3 years?
Two more years.
Two more years? Okay. had a pretty good contract. He's there.
He's getting $100 million for 3 years.
The question comes down to how bad do they need starting pitching?
Well, they're not going anywhere if they don't replace him.
That's very true. That's good.
So this whole situation is this. It makes no difference, and this is where the Dodgers are. They're on the side of what women and young people think, as opposed to what the actual law reads. The law is two consenting adults having rough sex. Neither one is complaining about it. They admit to it, and now they're waiting to see what the court of public opinion is, and those people are going to be the ones that can they take a chance on starting Trevor Bauer here in a road game someplace to welcome him back on the team, or do they already know two very important things? His teammates don't like him. And this is a perfect opportunity to dump them because they want to stay ahead of and above public opinion. It would be bad taste for Dodgers season ticket holders, especially these women. I mean, I don't care one way or another. I find it all under the heading of entertainment. But all of this is going to be worked itself out here. It has to in the next first couple of weeks when they come bring the teams back to continue the season.
So we're going to see what happens. You think that's going to be the big story? I agree with you. That's going to be one of the big ones. They've signed him for 3 years. It's a large contract. They get rid of him, they're going to eat that contract.
Yes, they are.
That's a tough thing to eat.
He's not guilty of anything. He admitted it. He's above board.
I think
yes,
they keep him.
Me and Betty. Yeah, me and Betty banged it around the other day over at my house in Pasadena, and I told her to watch out for that top flight of stairs. And next thing you know, she's at the hospital, and the doctor and the nurses and everybody there going, you've got pretty good assortment of punches here. What happened? She says, well, here's what happened. And she explains it that, we entered into this little mutual understanding of happy sex. And the next thing I know, here I am in your office. And they just said, well, we've got to report these things to the police. Ah, now the police come in and they're going to define what happy sex is. They're going to define what if it's okay or not okay to punch people out, even if they both want that to happen. So the Dodgers are notified and they say, you better see these photographs. And here's the situation. This is what happened. And the Dodgers are going to say, we sure as hell don't like that. So what do we do? Well, we can't charge him with anything unless charges are filed by the woman or by Trevor Bauer, one of the two, and probably the woman. So what are we going to do? We're not going to do anything. He didn't break any laws. It's all consensual. Good. Now, Trevor wants to know, his agent wants to know, when does Trevor show up for the bus ride over to Giant Stadium? He's pitching in that next series.
There you go.
And they're going to say, well, it's just a second. Oh, no. Well, let's give us our severance package, such as another $95 million they owe him, and let's give him the okie dokie and tell him we don't really want you around because that's not the way the Dodger family works. And by the way, team really kind of doesn't like you.
So that's kind of known that the team doesn't like him that much, huh? The Trevor Bauer.
It is now.
Yeah, I guess so now. But, we'll see. We'll see as it goes on. That's going to be the big story. What do you think about the Yankees? Are they going to turn anything around? They seem like they're in a kind of a mediocre kind
well,
of a...
Well, look, can you literally turn around in the Lincoln Tunnel?
Yeah.
No.
No. Not going to happen?
They're not turning anything around.
Yeah?
No.
Yeah. think the Giants can stay as hot as
Yes, I do. I think the Giants are legitimate. I think that the Padres have a little bit of a dip in terms of getting runners on and hitting with power and scoring position. The Dodgers, if they don't replace their pitching staff, they've got problems. And if they come in a matchup, a one-game matchup with the Padres, they got a big problem on their hands because they don't match up with San Diego at all.
And don't forget Corey Seager coming back to the Dodgers.
That's wonderful.
And that's good. And in the National League East, do the Mets stay hot? Pete Alonso is there. What happens on that team? Washington static. You know, the Braves may be out of it because they got Acuna's out for the rest of the year with some kind of an injury there. So he's not
playing.
He's
got an Achilles problem.
Yeah, Achilles problem there.
Yeah.
So it's going to be an interesting thing. Milwaukee looked really hot going into the break. We'll see if they still get going. The Cardinals, we haven't heard much from them. Cubs are doing great. All of a sudden, they're in a tailspin. A lot of stuff going on. Does Houston stay hot in the American League West? Do the Angels with Ohtani, does that come back up? Mike Trout comes back in the lineup. Do they maybe get some pitching and show up and do something?
Maybe. It's all maybes. It's all conjecture. You don't know.
Boston stay hot? Are they going to keep going?
They probably will. Again, injuries, as we've seen, I've never seen anything like this.
This is really true.
That the Dodger players, that organization could be this limp-minded and weak to not come back with all guns blazing because they're the prohibitive favorite to repeat it and to watch two teams. One is a real surprise. The Giants are a surprise to me.
Definitely.
And the other one, San Diego, you could pretty much guess that they were going to be better. How much, we don't know. But there's three teams that are legitimate. The Dodgers want to play. They want to win the division so they don't have to play in that one-game playoff with San Diego. And it looks like if the Giants win it, it's San Diego and L.A. in a playoff. And that's not going to go down very well for the boys in blue.
Well, you got some good predictions here. Fred Dreyer speaks, everybody. We have to listen. We're going to take a break. Come back with your comments from Facebook Live. We've got emails here and a whole lot more. Don't forget you can follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com.
Time for your small business report presented by Dell Small Business. If you're like many entrepreneurs, you have a business idea and you're ready to run with it. But be careful not to let your concept snowball into something overcomplicated. Try to start small and narrow your focus. Learn how to test your business idea so that it fulfills your promise to customers and exceeds expectations. And cut unnecessary features that water down your offerings and cost you money. As a small business, you don't need all the bells and whistles of a giant corporation. It'll be easier to add to your business as it grows. And that's your Dell Small Business Report.
Enjoy a powerful business upgrade with Dell Technologies Black Friday and July event. Get amazing savings with up to 50% off high-performance computers and tech built for business, and be able to take your office with you with Windows 10 Pro. Plus, get great offers on Dell servers, monitors, docks, and more, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Call 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL, and speak to a Dell Technologies advisor today.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Staples Connect has everything for school at amazing prices. Right now, Staples one-subject notebooks are only 25 cents each, and Crayola 24-count crayons, two-pocket polyfolders, and 4-ounce Elmer's glue are just 50 cents each. So your student won't just be ready for school. There'll be tons of drawings to hang on the fridge ready.
We're going to need a bigger refrigerator.
Visit your local Staples store or staples.com/back to school and get amazing prices for everything on your back-to-school list. Ends 9/18, limit 30, notebooks in-store only. Offer may vary online.
We are back in the sports lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer, all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, sultan of safeties, two safeties in one game in the same quarter, and taking your comments here at Facebook Live as we move right along here into the Sports Lounge. Hi to everybody on Sirius XM, Sports Byline Radio Station, crndigitaltalk.com. Are you ready for a couple of comments here, Fred, and see what we have for you?
Let it happen, Captain.
All right, let's let it go here. Let's take a look over here. We've got Kelly says, good evening, belated happy birthday. It was Fred's birthday on the 6th.
Yes, getting Diamond Jubilee.
And Chris also, Chris Cortez, saying happy birthday to you. Kelly, by the way, mentioned she finally got the DVD, Death Before Dishonor, and she's going to watch that with her granddaughter on The Hunter Show. So that's a good one. Charles Bennett is saying, how often do you see the cast of Hunter and Land's End? Do you see them? Did you run into them at all, Fred? The cast of Land's End or Hunter?
Do I run into
yeah,
the cast?
Him, how often? Charles wants to know how often you see him.
I don't see that many people anymore because the industry has changed dramatically, and so the where I would normally run into people is. It's studios if they were going to have a call for acting jobs or series or TVs or a movie and stuff. You run into people that way. That's the only way I would run into Ram players or football players is if I were to go take part in a function of some sort where you would run into people like that. But I don't run into many actors as much as you would think I would.
Which you and I are going to be going to training camp, so we might be running into.
Well, we're going to be going to training camp. We're going to be going out there on August 4th, and so it's a good chance we're going to run into a lot of people out there.
All right, Carl also says a belated Charles says belated happy birthday. Carl says agree with you, Fred. The PR piece of Trevor Bauer will determine the actions taken by the Dodgers. Do you think his remaining 2 years will be paid out, or will his actions constitute a breach? So that's an opinion from Carl.
Well, I don't think, from what I have observed over the years with all these athletes and these huge contracts, you can pretty much commit murder and still get your money. So, if there's no charges filed against him, if there's no legal jeopardy for him, for Trevor Bauer, then they're just going to say, you know what, here's the money. We're going to give you the money. Get out of here. And you're free, unconditional release, and then he'll sit out probably until some team needs him, and then you're going to have to, what team in contention wants to pick up that problem?
Right.
So maybe it'll have to die over a year or so.
Yeah. We'll see. It's all going to be as long as the PR goes along, too. We do take your emails, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Again, Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. And so we do have emails for you. And are you ready to take a look at some of these here? We got photos
sure.
of them, too. We'll describe it for our radio audience as well for you. This first one comes to us from Pamela. And she is going to be she's sharing a photo of you and William Smith.
That's it.
Passed away July 5th at the age of 88 from the 1985 Hunter episode, Think Blue. I don't know if this is the right picture here. Is that? I don't think that's it.
Well, this is Bill Smith.
Oh, it is Bill Smith?
That's Bill Smith.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
No, I don't think so.
No, wait a minute. There's one more in here.
Yeah, I think.
You're missing one.
I think we're missing maybe this one.
On the right there. Yeah, on the right.
They're out of order here, so this is actually photo collage one. Yeah. There's the picture of William Smith, who passed away July 5th. He's in an officer's uniform, kind of poking you a little bit.
Yeah, Bill.
You and he didn't get along in that series, did you?
What?
You and he didn't get along at times in that series. Looks like he's kind of setting you straight there.
No, we got along real
did
well.
You? Really?
We had an understanding.
Okay. His character was a crooked cop in this Think Blue episode.
Grosso.
And he had several heated confrontations with you.
That's right.
Rick Hunter. He also starred in two more episodes in a different character, one as Honest Profession in 1988 and The Fifth Victim in 1989, in which he portrayed an honest but a misogynistic police sergeant with a grudge against Rick Hunter. Several more intense scenes between the characters, you and he again, made him two of the best and most memorable episodes of the series. Excellent, powerful acting by both of you. I'd like to hear your thoughts from Pam.
Well, Bill, like a lot of good actors, once they're out there and they get notoriety and they have a career and they've got to take. Hopefully they get parts that really feed the aura of what they have done in their career. You know, Bill's a big, tough guy, and this is something that we cast him for because he was a good foil for me.
Yeah.
In this arc of this character, Drosso. And so he had like three or four. He was in here four episodes, I think.
At least four, huh?
At least four. But it was really funny. He come to my trailer, and he'd say, "Hey, Fred, can I talk to you for a minute?" I said, yeah, come on in, Bill. And he'd say, "This scene right here, I don't like it too much, but I'm just gonna kind of ad lib this stuff right here and." Yeah, it'd be good. You can do what you want to do there, I suppose. We get the idea. We know why you're here seeing Hunter, and he says, "Well, I might poke you, you know.
It's what he's doing in this picture.
Like
he's
I'm
poking
going
you.
To pick a fight with you.
Yes.
You know? I said, okay, good. That'd be great. That'd be good.
And that's what he's doing in this picture.
Yeah,
if you listen on radio, he's actually two fingers poking right in the chest, right above the heart. And if I did that to you, I don't think I'd be standing here next to you, Fred, because you're the kind of guy who doesn't take it. It looks like you kind of got a scowl start on your face, like, wait a second, buddy. Don't put your hands on me. You got that kind of look going on there. Did anything happen? Was there any kind of fisticuffs after this?
No, but we did. We did have one episode. We got in a gunfight where he gets it.
Gets it in a gunfight.
Yeah.
Okay. And by the way, the other picture here that we're showing is you holding a mic. That's from Cheers, isn't it? From you being on Cheers.
That's 1984. Cheers. This was after. This was the first year. After I tested for the role of the Ted Danson God, owner of the bartender who owned the bar that
Shelley Long was hanging out. Yeah.
Shelley Long was there, but this was a where I go to interview him. He is an ex. Teammate, you know, Ted Danson played was a baseball player for the Red Sox,
right.
And then quit, and then got this bar. And so his teammate, an ex-roommate at one time, which was me,
yeah.
I'm now doing a out in the field of color commentating for sports events and stuff. So I happened to walk into the bar and want him to know about, what do you think of Jimmy Connors, you know, and that type of stuff. It was really good because it turned out that I worked to be an antagonist of his.
Yeah. And you were in there a few times. You had a few episodes.
Well, I did about, let's see, how many did I do in these? I did a half a dozen of Cheers, and it's out of this that NBC approved me with Steve Cannell's company.
Oh, for Hunter.
For Hunter.
Yeah. That's good stuff.
So that's interesting. If you run that back for a minute, it's interesting that character on the left is looking at the conflict of Hunter and Drosso.
It's a good collage.
And it's kind of like looking toward the future, you know.
You old actor, you. That's
is that
pretty
good?
That's very good.
That's good.
Looking towards the future. There you have it. Okay, it's good stuff. All right, so we've got some more photographs here for you and a little bit more to have fun with you here. Here's another email that comes in. Let me make sure I get the right collage up here this time right now, because
yes.
Now it's a photo collage number two that's going to come up. And this one here, this is in celebration of your birthday. You're always going to be Rick Hunter to all your fans in honor of your 75th year. Sharing photos, though, of some other characters you portrayed so well, whether hero or villain or sometimes in between. First, Dave Richards from Cheers in 1982. That was the one we just saw with other guest appearances.
Yeah.
Then Chef Raleigh Wade from Highway 395.
Well, I mean, not we chef. Can, I think it was sheriff.
Sheriff, I'm sorry.
He was not a chef. He was not a chef in the grander biblical sense of the word.
Yes, let me get the right picture up, though, if I can find it. It's the wrong one keeps coming up here for me. Here we go. There we go. So there, Chef Raleigh Wade. Which one is there that I got?
Sheriff.
Sheriff Raleigh Wade. Which one?
Upper right-hand corner.
Highway 395. That's Raleigh Wade. That's the character.
Yeah.
And you were there in that and making guest appearances. That was Highway 395. When was that made? Give us some background on that.
That was made in 2000.
All right, so that was pretty good. Then in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., you were Octavian Bloom in 2015. Now, where's that picture?
Bottom left.
Bottom left. So didn't you get killed in that episode, too?
I think so. I got shot right in the upper lip.
Yeah. So mastermind there in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Master Sergeant Thomas Fletcher on NCIS in also 2018. That's the lower right there.
Bottom
correct?
Right. Bottom
yeah,
right.
Bottom right. And that was a great episode, I was by the way. That was a good one.
My lack of paying attention brought on the death of another Marine that
– Yeah.
But it was a good episode. It was a
great episode. And then Sheriff Locke in Bumblebee. That was here recently in the upper left corner.
See the bumblebee on right through the window, the yellow bumblebee?
Yes, I see it. It's a little bumblebee.
See?
And it's and you were one of the great officers there, I think, in this movie. You saw something strange going on, and you went to go ahead and
I jumped on it. And then it was funny. You know, it's like a Disney movie, you know, where the protagonist drives up and looks into the window, and he sees a bumblebee driving.
That's it.
Yeah.
Then, of course, there's Land's End and so many other things you did. But it's really a nice little career collage.
There's
thank you, Pamela, for sending that in.
Yes, thanks very much. Those are great. Those are great little sometimes the best thing to do is show the picture and
save these for Robert Gandera. Not counting Hunter, wondering which of the very different roles you enjoyed doing the most. And anyone in particular jumped out at you of these?
No, all of them were
you
fun.
You liked them?
No, they were all fun. It's funny because they all of this stuff in the course of your lifetime comes along at a certain time, and you make a decision on what you want to do. You pick it. And I look at it and say, you know, this is something that I could do something with. It doesn't make any difference what the character is. If you think you can do something with it, then you do it.
That's it. Pam says she's looking forward to the sports lounge, going to 5 days. More telephone interviews would be a great addition. She said, you and Mr. Horn are terrific. We thank you so much
thank
for
you.
That.
Thank
One
you.
Of the best sports programs by far. She says, congratulations.
Thank you.
So we look forward to it. It's something new here in your Diamond Jubilee year.
I'm always going to, I've got 12, 11 months now to really celebrate my birthday.
Yeah, and we're going to do it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Got a trip to Ruth's Chris coming up soon.
Yeah.
Maybe a Columbo's Bipar product there.
But we won't be eating on the sidewalk. We'll be eating inside.
Inside, that is correct.
After all, it's a Diamond Jubilee.
So, we'll wrap things up with more of your emails. Stay with us here at the Sports Lounge.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number.
800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt. Call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. Glad to have you all in tune with us. Fred, we got a couple of comments here, Facebook Live. Charles mentioned you did get killed in that episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and the Dave Richards character on Cheers, people say, is awesome. Also, there's a comment, Fred was a ranger in Wild Grizzly. Was that another one of your...
I was. We shot that up right behind the police academy in near Dodger
That's
Stadium.
That's pretty good. Steve says, Fred, I commented on Stephanie's page, Stephanie from, of course, Hunter. She page wishing her well and glad to see you and still entertaining folks. As I messaged your Hunter counterpart, best wishes, Fred, on your birthday.
Thank you so very much.
Susan,
appreciate it.
Susan says, dear Mr. Dreyer, wanted to say hi. My husband and I have enjoyed watching your series and movies. We have two girls in Central Coast area of California, and we've enjoyed seeing you and Hunter in the L.A. area. The girls have enjoyed making small trips to L.A. for shopping and food tours. You helped us get through this trying time. Sincerely, Susan, hope all is well with you.
Well, you know, Susan, thanks very much. I've gotten a lot of response for that. And you never think about these things, you know, when you do them. But we've got 150 hours of Hunter out there. And there's a lot of new people who have been introduced to the show.
Yo.
And it's come along at the right time.
Exactly. Dan says, Mr. Dreyer, I've been watching reruns of Hunter and think it was underrated. It's a damn good 80s show. You and the cast should be quite proud.
I am, very much so. Thank you. I'm glad you commented on that.
Eleanor says, happy birthday, Fred. I know you probably won't see this, but I enjoy watching you on Hunter so much. You're a great actor, did an amazing job on the show. No one could have played Hunter like you. Have a great day.
Thanks so very much.
And John says, happy birthday, Fred. Hope you have a wonderful day. He's from Oxford, UK.
Oh, ooh, over there. Good. Our brethren over there.
Yep.
God bless.
And that's our show. Boy, this show just pounded by.
What happened
today,
to the show?
It's amazing.
There's no more hyperbole?
No more. But
that's
we want to remind everybody, follow you on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And don't forget to email Fred Dreyer@CRNTalk.com, Fred Dreyer@CRNTalk.com. What are you holding up there?
These are photographs. These are good photos.
Yeah, really good stuff.
These are good photographs.
We'll see you next week.